October 23rd, Oswald Chambers, my utmost for his highest. Not a bit of it. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Our Lord never nurses our prejudices. He mortifies them, runs clean athwart them. We imagine that God has a special interest in our particular prejudices. We are quite sure that God will never deal with us as he has to deal with the other people. God must deal with other people in a very stern way, but of course he knows that my prejudices are all right. We have to learn, not a bit of it. Instead of God being on the side of our prejudices, he is deliberately wiping them out. It is part of our moral education to have our prejudices run straight across by his providence, and to watch how he does it. God pays no respect to anything we bring to him. There is only one thing God wants of us, and that is our unconditional surrender. When we are born again, the Holy Spirit begins to work his new creation in us, and there will come a time when there is not a bit of the old order left. The old solemnity goes. The old attitude to things goes. And all things are of God. How are we going to get the life that has no lust, no self-interest, no sensitiveness to pokes, the love that is not provoked, that thinketh no evil, that is always kind? The only way is by allowing not a bit of the old life to be left, but only simple, perfect trust in God. Such trust that we no longer want God's blessings, but only want himself. We have come to the place where God can withdraw his blessings, and it does not affect our trust in him. Oh, that's a question. Have we come to the place where God can withdraw his blessings, and it does not affect our trust in him? When once we see God at work, we will never bother our heads about things that happen, because we are actually trusting in our Father in heaven, whom the world cannot see. That's the end of Oswald's text. How true it is to human nature, and even once we've been born again, that we feel like we must be doing something for God, and we have something to do that's of importance to God. We also tend to believe we are closer to God than those around us, and that we have things to offer them, and they should be willing to listen. And this, when we hold this attitude or thought as as a truth to ourselves, we tend to run away in our own direction, trying to serve God in a way that we think is appropriate. Yet we're so busy doing our own thing that we don't really get a chance to let God tell us what he wants us to do. It's particularly noteworthy as well that while we're in this mode, that God has given us a special gift or a special blessing or a special calling or a special ministry, that we tend to miss out on the real blessings of allowing the mission and ministry of others to touch our lives. We are all there with a handout asking the other to help our ministry and our mission. And when the other man's speaking of his, we're just waiting for him to stop talking so that we have an opportunity to talk about our ministry and our mission. If we would stop and listen to what God is doing in others' lives and participate with them and give to them instead of focusing on ourselves and our own affirmation, we'd be amazed at the blessings that would be ours in blessing others. The life of Jesus was all about other-centeredness. Even in ministry, it was about others, not himself. It was never to draw attention to himself or never to please God in a way as though God would be pleased by some act that Christ did. God was only pleased by the affection that Jesus returned to the Father and the intimacy that they shared.